It seems no one really knows why the chain of islands off the shores of Green Bay is called the Cat Islands. No cats live there. But one of them may soon be named after Neil McCloskey, who recently retired from the Brown County Harbor Commission. Dean Hain is the Brown County Port Director. He says restoration is moving along, including the construction of a wave barrier that allows recreational boaters a close-up view of the islands. Hain says clean dredgings from the bay's shipping channel are used to build the islands back up.
So as we dredge the port to keep it open for navigation, and the material is of the quality that we're looking for, we'll put that into those islands. That'll take a number of years before there's, so to speak, land behind this wave barrier.
The islands were almost completely eroded until the project began in 2012. It's partially funded by a natural resources damage assessment associated with the Fox River PCB cleanup. Hain says wildlife habitat is a priority.
There is an advisory group that's put together that's going to manage this over time, and that involves the Army Corps of Engineers, Brown County, the DNR, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. First and foremost, it's habitat. It's going to take some time to put material there. We're going to learn more about what we can do recreationally.
The Brown County Board will decide Wednesday whether or not to rename one of the islands after former Commissioner McCloskey. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.